Welcome back. In this segment, we are honored to have in the studio Professor Hilda Tendisa Marima Matarira, who actually is the Secretary of the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, and she's also the President of Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, and she's the representative in the country on the International Federation of the Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine. And as we celebrate the launch of Africa Radio Laboratory Medicine, which was actually launched on the 16th of June in 2016. And in this segment, we're also honored to have the co-producer, who is Mr. Henry Marongo. Mr. Henry Marongo, let me welcome you first.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Wonderful. We now have the honor to hear from our Professor Hilda Tendisa Marima Matarira about this great work on Africa Radio Lab Medical Radio.
Faith and Henry, I am so proud that the initiative of the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, which was adopted by the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, is coming to be a practical child being born on the African continent. As you recall, we launched Africa Radio Laboratory Medicine on the 16th of June 2016 at the Harare International Conference Center with Professor Howard Morris, who was with us there. And he has now since been elected president-elect of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, starting his term in January 2017. He celebrated with us the ZACB through a congress, a national congress, where the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine was represented by young scientists on the value of integrating micronutrients in medicine. And various resolutions were passed, which are now being implemented. Out of this June congress, we have 10 publications which have gone on to the IFCC, AFCC, Medical Laboratory and Clinical Scientists Council, the New Testimony News, the L Microscopio, our collaborating partner on Africa Radio Laboratory Medicine. They have published extensively. And the ZACB official journal, which is the Journal of Biomedical Sciences and Public Health. There's been massive interest in the role of trace elements and micronutrients, which is one of the ZACB new innovative approach to managing largely the infectious disease and cancers, which have a high mortality and morbidity in Africa. Then now we are celebrating the 6th Association of Clinical Chemistry of Nigeria Congress, which is running in Lagos from the 12th to the 14th of October, with a ZACB scientific mini conference in Harare, with four young scientists who are going to be showing their best on the researches which they've done. But we are honored to have the president of the Malawi Association of Clinical Biochemistry, who is a representative of the Malawi young scientists, also to present on what Malawi is doing and he personally is doing and how he's continuously developing himself. I am very, very proud today that also since 16th of June 2016, I'm meeting the first producers of Africa Internet Radio in Laboratory Medicine. These are Faith Nyarambi and Henry Maronga, representing the Cool Bright Internet Services, who are linked to L Microscopio as ZACB collaborating partners in the African Initiative, where we hope to share, communicate, inform, educate Africa in laboratory medicine and laboratory science and the IFCC and worldwide. I am so proud to be interviewed today by the core staff who are also the initiators in practical terms today, making sure that the child born on the 16th of June is a child who can now implement. Thank you.
So what are the future trends about the foundations and the how are you going to continue in terms of the development of the IFCC?
The future of the Africa Radio internet services is that we Africa will publish more. We will tell the African story as it happens on the continent. We will reach out through internet services. And Faith and Henry, you will develop the radio stations, maybe with other new ideas to reach out. We know that the Africans use cell phones, smartphones. Over 90% of the population in Africa, and maybe 100% worldwide, use smartphones. So there is room for major development of sharing, informing, collaborating, communicating, and coordinating events, activities, and science and knowledge in laboratory medicine.
Yes, indeed. We share the excitement in the actual initiation of this brilliant idea on the Africa Internet Radio for Laboratory Medicine. And we are looking at what kind of impact you're anticipating.
I look at the impact on public health, not just in Africa, which is 1.2 billion, but the whole world, which has over 7 billion population. The first important, very important management tool in controlling diseases is knowledge. Once we arm the populations with knowledge, we'll be able to reduce, prevent disease, because the disease burden is a very big drain on the national economies. In Africa, the infections and cancers, we want to know that early detection of disease can improve death rates, which are unusually high. They contribute over 70 to 80% of world mortalities in infectious disease and cancer. And once we reduce these diseases, we hope the life expectancy on the African continent will massively improve. Do you know that the life expectancy out of Africa now is in the 80s and 90s, while in Africa is around 40s and 50s in the majority of countries? We want Africans also to benefit from their natural resources and pass on all their skills and experiences with time to the younger generation, so that we are moving as a continent in development and meet the United Nations and the sustainable goals in all sectors.
Yes, indeed. So this Africa Internet Radio for Laboratory Medicine will go a long way in improving public health in Africa, as people are empowered with knowledge on disease prevention, and the life expectancy for Africa can hopefully rise from the 40s where it's currently sitting at to above 80 where other continents are sitting at. It's been a pleasure having Professor Hilda Tendisa Marima Matarira in this segment, who is the Secretary of the African Federation for Clinical Laboratory and Laboratory Medicine, and she's also the president for Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry and Lab Medicine, who is the representative for the country in the International Federation of Clinical Lab Medicine. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us in this segment. We'll now take a shorter break. Do stay with us.